In Edenton, the vacant codes all went to a reorder. Here they go to a recording. Here's a 2-digit vacant code.
Is not in service at this time. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. This is a recording from 264 Woodville, North Carolina. Thank you. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. This is a recording from 264 Woodville, North Carolina. Thank you.
Plays twice and dumps you to a dial tone. This next call goes to a PBX ring in one of the local offices. I think it's 771, but I'm not sure. From here, Elizabeth City is on a wire trunk rather than a carrier trunk, and therefore it sounds a lot more close up. On this next call to the Weeksville supervision test, we get a wire trunk to the tandem and then from the tandem to Weeksville. This leads to some rather sloppy sounding supervision. Similarly, the connections from here to Mamie 491 have some pretty hefty supervision noises. Here's the sound of dial tone timing out. flashed my hook switch twice and the howler noise came on. I don't know whether that would have happened anyway. In both this office and Edenton, the director dials a two-digit code to reach the permanent signal trunk. The code 311 goes to a reorder in the Elizabeth City tandem. On this next call, I get the reorder by dialing 311. Then I do a long flash to reset the tandem trunk, dial 26 for Edenton, and then a number that goes to a 1000 hertz tone. One goes to the test board in the Elizabeth City tandem. It converts to 1-7 in the tandem, and it has kind of a cool ring. One also goes to a test board, but instead of a ring, it has a busy signal. Next time you get a busy signal, maybe you should hold on, someone might answer. Like most independent step offices, these offices have callback circuits that enable people on party lines to call each other. The procedure is to dial 9 plus the 7-digit number, then wait for the busy signal and hang up. The director ends up translating this code 9 to something else, of course, but from then on it acts pretty much like a normal step. In this office, the ticking tone is a little funny. So here's a tape of dialing 9 plus my own number and then hanging up and receiving the call. That concludes the extra calls recorded from 919-264 Woodville.
The main line was another Southern California
joke. That was
joke
Evan
line.
Dobell.
This
next
was
is Evan Dobell
Ben
with main line.
His trip to Southern California in the summer of 1974 from Barry's house in Van Nuys.
Breaking in here on the main line, but I couldn't help. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know me. I'm Inspector Ladumbo, and I was just very curious to know something. You know, it's funny. My mother always said I was very curious. I didn't believe her. But anyway, I saw you yesterday, and I didn't want to embarrass you in front of all those people, so that's why I decided to give you a call. Anyway, do you mind if I smoke? You know, it's funny. For the longest time, I couldn't stand the smell of a good cigar. That's why I stick with these cheapies. Good cigar smoke, it's very bad for your lungs. Very, very unhealthy. Anyway, what I wanted to ask you was, I can't remember what I wanted to ask you. Hey, look, I'll call you back. If I cause you any convenience, I'm very sorry, but I want to thank you for your time. Very sorry. Thank you.
This is Larry Blatch, your weather eye in the sky for Los Angeles and vicinity. Smog seems to be at an all-time low today. I can even see the Los Angeles City Hall. Probably one of the other reasons why I can see the Los Angeles City Hall is because it's only 10 feet in front of me. This is going to be a close one. Larry Blatch reporting from the top floor of the Los Angeles City Hall.
Once upon a time, in a friendly neighborhood supermarket...
Three for a dollar.
Excuse me, honey. Fill this empty detergent box with all the money in your register. And don't make any funny noises.
Good heavens, a robbery.
Oh, and a pack of menthol 100s.
The getaway was clean until...
Hi, I'm Lenny McCracken, and I'm going to take away your box of detergent and give you two of another leading brand.
Hey, I'm really not excited about
that. Excuse me, ma'am, but I'd like you to spot inspect these three spoons at random and tell us what you think of the middle one.
I think I need help.
The police quickly arrived and arrested the lady for impersonating an average housewife, making the world a little safer for mom, apple pie, and lemon-scented motor oil. This is John Cameron Swayback in downtown Los Angeles with another amazing demonstration of the durability of the mainline t-shirt. We've scotch-taped 100 of these shirts together to form a huge trampoline. Perched high atop this 80-story building is the craziest circus family in the world, the Flying Rear-Enders. What are we going to do is dive from the top of this very tall building into the trampoline, causing no injury to either the t-shirts or our own little rear-enders. Hey, that's a little joke.
Hey, Swayback, that's the summer springy t-shirt.
Get the t-shirt that put the Flying Rear-Enders back on top. Specify size and send us your name and address along with $3. Check your money orders payable to the main line at P.O. Box 46682, Hollywood, California, 90046. Make your checks or money orders for $3 to the main line at P.O. Box 46682, Hollywood, California, 90046. We're a little late, so good night. Hi, y'all. Just thought I'd come by and tell y'all that the main line has fresh material. Hi, we're here in a normal-looking store, and we're talking to Mrs. Ida Claire. And what do you think of the main line's fresh material? Well, I don't know. I keep getting a busy signal. You know, sometimes the taste of a fine mahogany table drenched in 30-weight oil just ain't enough for my hungry appetite. That's why I'm so excited about the Mainline's new fresh material. Get excited about the Mainline's fresh material with your very own Mainline t-shirt to wear or give to a friend. Just send us your name and address and all that other important stuff. Specify size and send $3 checks or money orders payable to the Mainline at P.O. Box 46682, Hollywood, California, 90046. That's the Mainline, P.O. Box 46682, Hollywood, California, 90046. Hey, come here. I got a surefire way getting into the main line. No busy signal. Now, I know this guy named Louie, who for a slight nominal fee will turn you on to this address of an old lady who lives in Sicily. And she knows a special number, which I happen to have on my person. I will now demonstrate to you how it works. Now, you just dial this special number, and the next thing you know, it's ringing. And then, the funny stuff.
Hey, come here. I got a
verify a way of getting into the main line? No busy signal. Now, I know this guy named Louis, who for a slight nominal fee will turn you on to this address of an old lady who lives in Sicily. And she knows a special number.
File this under Mainline Miscellanea. The line, are you ready? The line at the bank was so long today.
How long was it?
Yeah, was it?
So long that when I got to the teller, she asked me for an e-coupon.
Yes, sir. May I have your order, sir?
Yeah, I'd like an order of French fries, please.
I'm sorry, sir. We're out of fries.
Okay, I'll just have a chocolate shake then,
I'm
please.
I'm sorry. Our shake machine is broken tonight, sir.
Oh, well,
thank you. Have a nice day.
Now, wait.
Next,
now, just a guy.
This is an historic moment, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking here with a man who claims to know absolutely nothing.
That's right.
And what is your name, sir?
I don't know. You see, it's just like I told you. I don't know nothing.
The Mainline presents another in a series of useless tests.
The National Dumb Test.
Score 10 points for each incorrect answer.
Who invented the apple?
A.
Washington Apple.
B.
Sir Isaac Fig.
C.
Eve, formerly of the comedy team of Adam and Eve.
D.
1984. When did San Quentin get its first big break?
A.
True.
B.
2 years before the mass.
C.
Any time now. What was Millard Fillmore's campaign slogan?
A.
Vote for me.
B.
A chicken in every garage.
C.
None of the above.
D.
Saints above.
Send your answers along with a statement in 25 words or less. In case of a tie, duplicate prizes will be awarded to your nearest living relative.
Hello, I'm Everett Gaggins with the Mainline's Country Notebook. Today we are going to learn about the ancient art of turkey wrestling. Materials needed, two hands and a turkey. First of all, in attacking the turkey, you must remember that he's dumber than you are. Unless, of course, it's a tricky turkey like this here one. In which case, it's always important to remember to go 2 out of 3 with the old buzzer. Whoops! Of course, if the turkey happens to take 2 out of 3, it's always best to know that turkey wrestling shout goes something like this. Happy Thanksgiving, you old buzzard. Fell into a dead faint. Whew. The old shout works every time.
Middle of a Mainline crazy.
Pick a card. Any card. Okay, don't tell me. Shuffle it. Okay, put it in your pocket. Okay, now I'll choose a card from the deck at random. This is not your card, right?
Why, no, it isn't.
See?
I was thinking of having a full-size replica of myself carved on Mount Rushmore. But I spoke to the sculptor and he said I'd probably have to be continued on another mountain. He laughed. I don't get it.
So come on in to see in our lawyers. No suits over $40. $5.99 for 8-track suits.
Hi, Guy Nice here with the Mainline Gossip List. Rumor has it that Ma Bell had her hot little ears pressed to the Mainline's trunk for 2 hours the other day. Seems she thought the Mainline was doling out free obscene phone calls or something. Well, we don't scare easy, and if Ma Bell wants to pull our plugs, well, she can just go right ahead. We aren't gonna...
And now, the Mainline presents Shep, Wonder Dog of the Island.
Police Chief McRabbit on the phone.
Hello, Shep, Wonder Dog of the Islands, an all-around cool guy.
Shep, this is McRabbit at 4.5-0. We need your help. Get over here as soon as you can.
I'm on my way. I would have gotten here a little sooner, but I got caught up in the traffic for the Pineapple Festival. What's the problem? A bank heist? Counterfeiters? Jaywalkers?
It's my coffee. I just can't make coffee that the whole gang likes.
You can say that again. I wouldn't save that coffee to a dog.
Watch it, buddy. What will happen? Will Mrs. Olson sup for Shep? Will Tom the Baker ever marry Tilda the Teller? Join us next time for Shep, Wonder Dog of the Island.
If you need me, I'll be at the Pineapple Festival.
Due to technical difficulties, we are having trouble with the video portion of our mainline transmission. We will, however, continue with the sound. Hello, this is Mainline Miscellanea. Hi, Ed Barbarian for Beautiful Bronx Furniture, located in a spacious reconverted garage for some of the best furniture up opposite side of the La Brea Tar Pits. Because of regular programming, the following special will not be seen.
Oh,
you know, breaking eggs ain't all there's cracked up to be. We interrupt our program to bring you a special bulletin. Good evening. Prices are up, trading is down, and the moon is on the rise. This has been a special news bulletin brought to you by the Special News Bulletin Place. Remember, when news breaks out, so do we.
We know that the mainline has more than one number. It's 7656000. We know this because that last recording I hung up on, I immediately called back and I got a new one. It wasn't busy.
File this under Mainline Miscellanea. We'll be back to the zany antics of the Mainline in just a moment, but first...
Hi, I'm Mother Nature. This here's my dog, Oleo. You know, many's the time I'd just soon bite the leg off a table than to eat breakfast, but I'm the first to admit it, if for no other reason than to have something in your gut when you need it the most, you might as well try Oleo's frozen spaghetti bars. I like to keep one in my back pocket all day long.
Ew.
Start your day off with Oleo's new frozen spaghetti bars. It'll make you take to the day like ugly to an eight. Look for the package in a plain brown can at theaters or drive-ins near you.
Okay, I told this joke to the mainline writers, and they didn't really go for it.
Wow, that's worse.
So I decided I'd tell it to you and see what you thought.
Check. Appropriate, Fox.
So, okay. I know this guy in Texas who grazes his cattle on AstroTurf. That way, the milk comes out already in plastic containers.
As a public service, the mainline presents the eye, ear, and nose health test. Identify the following sound. Stop. Do not go on to the next page. If you identify that sound as 100 fingernails playing a Hungarian rhapsody on a blackboard in a locker room in Ohio, you're right. Score 10 points. Identify the following sight. If you identify that sight as two pineapples walking through a rainforest in South America, you are legally blind. Score, no points. Identify the following smell. If you identify that smell as that of a new beach ball which has been closed up in a cookie jar and subjected to heat hotter than parts of the sun, you're close. Score, 5 points. If you didn't, you may go to your room. Mainline presents special guest writer Mason Williams. Frank the Blank Banker. Fill in the blank with blank. Frank's mind was blank as he entered the First National Bank, except for the fact that he knew he was going to rob it. The blank, that is. He filled out a blank deposit blank with the word...
Keep your blank and mouth shut. This is a blank robbery. Put all the blank notes you've got into the sack. These ain't blanks in his pistol.
But they were. The stunned blank teller just stood there with a blank look on her face.
Frank fired a blank to make her hurry up, but she blanked out. The other blankers went crazy and started screaming and yelling, so Frank got his blank out of there, leaving the loot behind. Frank the Blank Bandit had blanked up again, drawing a complete blank.
In the last two episodes, I've been showing you what it sounded like to call into New York City from its suburbs in Nassau and southern Westchester County, and also from Staten Island. When I got to know the network in 1970, there were about 18 Crossbar 5 offices in Nassau County, each of which had 9 trunk groups heading west into New York City. Each of these trunk groups went to one of 9 sector tandems. We got to know each one by the particular sound of the trunk groups and the ways that the Crossbar tandem at the other end tended to act in certain situations. There were small variations, as I said earlier, that were noticeable, but we confirmed that we were right by the recordings. Thanks to the recording IDs, we were able to figure out that New York City was going through 9 sector tandems. And those 9 tandems were
21235.
Queens for Northeastern Queens.
This is a recording. 21237.
Richmond Hill Tandem 1 and
L11.
Tandem 2 for most of Queens.
This is a recording. 21231.
Bushwick for the Brooklyn Queens border area. Brooklyn Tandem for most of Brooklyn.
21232.
King's Tandem for downtown Brooklyn.
I'm sorry, recorded number 2. Will you please hang up and call again? This is a recording. 21232.
The King's trunks were first generation tea carrier, as you could hear there. Then there was
21226.
Tremont Tandem for the Bronx and Upper Manhattan.
Recording 21221.
Midtown Tandem for most of Manhattan above 46th Street or so.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please hang up and try again? Recording 21221. I'm sorry. 21213.
Gotham Tandem for Lower Manhattan and Staten Island, and Chelsea Tandem
21242.
For a small swath of Manhattan on the west side, including Hell's Kitchen and Chelsea. Those were the 9 sectors, and everyone had their own unique trunk groups to them. Some of them were wire trunks. Some were N1. Some were N3. There were also some N3 trunks that would not let you hear the outpulsing. Lynbrook 3's N3 trunks to Midtown were like this.
What a nice sound that is. N3 carrier. You listen to it all day.
There were also N1 trunks that did not let you hear the outpulsing. We had trunks to Gotham Tandem like this one. Sometimes in the N1 trunk groups, there would be another kind of carrier mixed in. It is clearly in the N1 family, but I suspect this might be ON carrier because of the way it sounds, basically like O carrier.
The number you have reached, 876-9902, has been disconnected. 876-9902 has been disconnected.
Here's N1 carrier for a comparison.
The number you have reached, 876
9902 has been disconnected. 876-9902 has been disconnected.
This again is the suspected ON carrier trunk. Watch what happens when I hit my hook switch. See, it sort of rings along with the loud click.
That's right. Operator, are you calling 876-9902?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
She released at the end of the question. Won't take yes for an answer, will you? Well, then there was, of course, Chelsea Tandem and King's Tandem, each installed in 1969, and pretty much, other than Chelsea and King's, everybody in Nassau County had trunks like the preceding. But thanks to the fact that Chelsea and King's were installed in 1969, they came well-equipped with the latest and the greatest first-generation T-carrier. That lets you hear the outpulsing. And around 1971, they started adding, and in some cases replacing, the older trunks with this newfangled T-carrier stuff. Then, in 1972, we started seeing the dreaded second-generation T-carrier. That doesn't let you hear the outpulsing. You know, when I first heard this kind of a trunk, it was this brand new foray that they put in December 1971 called Varick, named after the Varick Street location in downtown Manhattan. Here's getting the recording from Lindbrook 3.
Call is dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. 21245.
At first, it was easy to ignore Varick 4A. All that happened was that certain office codes in the Manhattan and Bronx area would go through it, but all of my favorite sector tandems were still there. In the summer of 1973, I was happily using Gotham and Midtown to reach various places in the world. Then I went off to Virginia, and when I came back in December 1973, I found that my old gateways to New York City, the nine trunk groups, were mostly gone. We no longer had Bushwick, Brooklyn, Kings, Tremont, Chelsea, Midtown, or Gotham tandems. The three Brooklyn sectors were now going through Garden City, as I described before, but Manhattan and Bronx were now going through Varick, and that meant 1972 type T carrier. It also meant no longer hearing the outpulsing. To give you an idea of what the typical Varick connection sounded like, here are some calls to Bronx Intercept, well known for their habit of answering the calls, "I'm sorry your call did not go through. May I have the number you're dialing?" From listening to this, you can see what kind of connections we were getting.
Sir, did you get the number?
Yes, I did.
Hang up the phone, please.
Okay. Dialing Operator Intercept in the Bronx again. This time through 430, which is a Tremont Tandem Centrix.
Call did not go through. May I have the number you're calling?
430-9111.
430-9111. Thank you. There's no such number in New York City. Please check with directory assistance.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang up for dial tone, please. Operator leaving the line.
Not too bad, but these connections had no charm, and they were pretty fuzzy as far as these things go.
Sorry, couldn't go through what number you're calling.
Meanwhile, Garden City, our new route for Brooklyn and northern New Jersey, didn't have any charm either, but the connections were better. Here's a call to a New Jersey Crossbar 1. We'll listen to the ringtone via Garden City to another 4A in New Jersey, and while the trunk has fuzzy noises added, the ring itself is coming through pretty clearly. Like my tone from Brooklyn, the ring is coming through with very little distortion, just added fuzziness. This really was the beginning of T-Carrier sounding half-decent. It culminated in the really good T-Carrier. I can't believe I'm saying good T-Carrier, but it was. Of the late 70s. It really hit me that progress had been made when I called the Duluth so-called Sputnik conference from my Atlanta step line and got a connection like this. You know, there's a voice that is so low that on the early T-Carrier would have been lost in the fuzz. It would have just been crackle, crackle. And on N-Carrier, it would have been difficult to hear just because of the high background noise. So anyway, now almost all of New York City is going through this second-generation T-Carrier on the Varick side of things, and this third-generation T-Carrier, better but still not perfect, for the three sectors in Brooklyn and northern New Jersey. And I wondered if the sector tandems were gone. But they weren't. Sometimes, when the circuits were busy, Varick or Garden City would alternate route through the same sector tandems according to the same plan. So there were times when I did get them, albeit through second or third generation T-Carrier as the first link. Here's an example. The following call is to a non-working number in the Pfizer PBX. 573-2323. We're dialing something in the 3-400 group that they haven't assigned. It goes from my Lynbrook Crossbar 5 to Varick to Amsterdam Tandem 2 to the Pfizer PBX. Amsterdam Tandem 2 is one of five crossbar tandems dedicated entirely to direct inward dialing. Almost all of the calls went to PBXs. Most of them step, some of them number 101 ESS, and then in the later 70s, other PBX types as well. Anyway, here's the normal route.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you are calling from outside, you can reach our operator by dialing 573-2323. If you are inside, please dial 0 for the Pfizer operator. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. If you are calling...
My Lynbrook Crossbar 5 MFs 7 digits to Varick, which MFs 7 digits to Amsterdam Tandem 2, which dial pulses 4 digits to the Pfizer PBX.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Notice that this MF incoming trunk to Amsterdam Tandem 2 lets us hear the dial pulsing quite loudly. Now let's call again when the circuits are busy. This time, Varick has to use Midtown Tandem to get to Amsterdam Tandem 2. You're going to hear the sound of Midtown PCIing, followed by Amsterdam Tandem 2 dial pulsing.
732323.
But because we PCI'd into Amsterdam Tandem 2, we get a different kind of incoming register sender. And then the cut-through, instead of being ta-da-da, it's quite different.
732323.
Here's the whole call now. Here's Amsterdam when Varick MF's in. And here it is when Midtown PCI is in. Same tandem, different face. But you know what's wrong with this? The Varick T carrier has no charm, and it ain't that great. And there are more charming and quaint ways to hear PCI to Amsterdam. So let's eliminate Varick. The way we can do that is go to a place that still has direct trunks to Midtown and sends 573 there. Just so happens that right over the edge into Queens County, there's a central office called Laurelton. It has both number 1 crossbar and number 5 crossbar payphones. The 5 bar phones are outside, and from there, they still have Midtown Tandem. Special coin trunks, too. Here's a call to 573, except this time I'm going to call a working number in the number 101 ESS PBX serving the Borden Company. Elsie? Oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. What a wonderful long wire trunk. Well, there's an even eerier one from Newdorp. We can get even one step closer to Amsterdam Tandem 2 by going to a place that PCIs to it directly, the West 73rd Street panel. When we dial a number at Pfizer, or Borden's, or NYU for that matter, it PCIs directly to Amsterdam 2. That was the main number, you can tell, because Amsterdam only dialed one digit, a zero, into the PBX. Let's make another call. This time it'll dial four digits. As we dial these various PBXs that go through Amsterdam Tandem 2 from West 73rd, we go through connections that are all wire and all short. There's a wire trunk that's less than 5 miles long to the Tandem, and then another short trunk to the PBX. So it's an all short wire environment. Let's make a few more of these short wire calls via Amsterdam 2. This is the type of busy signal that is the most talkable, and it's one of two possibilities that goes with those raucous, rural-sounding rings. Next, a more typical PBX busy signal. That thing has. There's no resonance on these trunks. They're just straight through, and they don't have any squeal from the repeaters of adjacent trunks either. As a reference on just how non-resonant these trunks are, let's call AIS.
Are you calling, please?
340-9901.
Thank you.
The number you have reached, 340-9901, is not in service. In area code 212, please check the number and dial again. 340-9901 is not in service. In area code 212.
These trunks are amazing, and we're lucky to have this on open reel tape. It's just pure analog clarity without a lot of analog defects. It's almost like T-Carrier. Or is it? The thing about T-Carrier when it's well adjusted is that it doesn't have any resonance. Let's just listen to a ringtone. Now this is two third-generation T-Carrier links through two 4As. That sounds pretty good. It's a fairly pleasant picture, actually. But it's really not the same as analog. I mean, this just sounds like... like if you somehow had a lot of detailed data about the sound, and you used that data to sort of conjure it up, a pseudo-analog facsimile of the original would sound like that. Huh. Now let's hear something really beautiful. This goes down to 140 West Street. It's the Beekman 3 crossbar 1. This is a direct wire trunk from Schuyler 4, the West 73rd Street panel. This is analog perfection. T-Carrier can't even come close. Now here's something I had not noticed at the time, but it's very clear from listening to the tapes. This trunk goes from West 73rd Street to 140 West Street, and it's really good. Still, it has some resonance, and idle trunks in the same group squeal, and you can hear that on this trunk. It still sounds great, but it does not sound as good as the trunks to another entity at 140 West Street. That switching entity is...
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, 2127.
That's one name for it. Here's another as dialed from here. The Centrex tandem that gives you a busy signal instead of a recording. That's another way that it's known. Also known as VZ Tandem 2, one of the other Centrex tandems, also called DID tandems. VZ Tandem 2 is the oldest one, and when you PCI into it, it sounds different from Amsterdam. The outpulsing sounds are the loudest of any crossbar tandem. You almost think that it isn't a PCI trunk until you hear it go blah, or whatever you call that. And that's quite different from Amsterdam's thin little pulsing noises and relatively thin cut-through sound. The PCI-operated trunks from here to VZ Tandem 2 are even better than the Beekman 3 RP trunks. This must indicate that to make PCI work right, they have very exacting standards for the wire lines. Makes sense because it's a series of pulses and pauses that include two different levels and two different polarities. To make all that work right, looks like they couldn't use the regular old repeaters. Here now are some VZ2 Centrex calls. Not a squeal in sight. No noticeable resonance. Well, maybe a little on that tick. Anyway, the next two calls end up on a number 101 ESS PBX. This is a pulse amplitude modulation based switch. You might notice the supervision handshake right before VZ starts dialing. The 101 ESS intercept was always a 7A announcement like that. That would just play once. No conferences. When you hear somebody come in flash and touchstone and all that, that's me on my other line. This is an intercept line in a step PBX. That is an actual step PBX dial tone. The busy signal is mixed in just because that particular PBX has mixed up tones, as we heard on the previous call. This was recorded at night. In a moment you'll hear the PCI crosstalk from my call on my other line coming in. By the way, that ominous tick that came on.
Greetings.
Right there. That's the trunk in the West 73rd panel at my end, registering that brief supervision flash. It's now going to time me out. I may even be charged a message unit. Not sure with these panel offices, because when it came to detecting answer supervision and charging message units, there was often more than one system in operation, and you could hear them because of certain clicks. We'll eventually get into that. Well, that's the end of this segment almost. And I'm so glad I was able to introduce you to two of the Centrex tandems, give you such a close-up view on it. And the West 73rd Street panel, if anyone has any doubts that the telephone network was a thing of beauty,
hello and welcome.